The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's a lively morning skate at Sharks Ice in San Jose today. We've got the Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings. We've got a night in which the Sharks will honor Joe Thornton's recent induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame. And Drew, it's going to be a special night.
It's going to be great. Coming off the win, obviously, that's even better. The good feelings around this team are certainly palpable when you walk in the room. Even though they didn't play great against Utah, they got the win. And last year or 2 years ago, last couple years, they would have got smoked in that game. Lots of good things are happening with the San Jose Sharks. But tonight is obviously another special night where the Sharks fans get to bask in the glory and the gloriousness of the beard, the great one, Joe Thornton. We were at the Hall of Fame. You've been there before when you were inducted. You got to see him go in. So I know there's a special connection between you and Joe, a connection between all of us and Joe. But the Shark fans get to say, hey, thanks one more time.
I know this is radio, but I'll be wearing a suit that Joe arranged for me to get when I reached a milestone a number of years ago. Not the Hockey Hall of Fame one, but many years before that. All of a sudden, he just said, I think the boys want to get together and get you a suit. And he got me a Hugo Boss suit with a nice tie. I'll have it on tonight to honor Joe Thornton. And by the way, I wore the suit last game, too, and they won, so I got to keep the streak going.
He who believes in superstition does not believe in his own abilities, Danny. Confucius said that.
Well, that was a joke, of course.
I know, of course it was. When you hear stories of Joe Thornton, and that's just another example of one. His generosity and his heartfelt gestures to those of us behind the scenes. The legacy of Joe Thornton for you and me and so many people who we got to be around him goes past the hockey. Goes past just what he did on the ice, even though he's acknowledged for how great of a player he is. Just how he treated us, how he treated our families, how he treated everybody that worked hard behind the scenes. And I'm putting worked hard when we're talking about broadcasters in quotation marks, but everybody else like Rosemary Tribaldi, Ryan Stenn, Mikey Alders, Roy Sneasby, all the guys and all the people that were contributing to help the San Jose Sharks. He recognizes that, and he was big about that. That's why he brought all of them to the induction ceremony.
Which is incredible.
It's amazing. But it's who Joe Thornton is.
Well, that's all going to be on the ice tonight. I don't think it'll be as mellifluous as that retirement jersey ceremony that lasted a long time, but it will be appropriate. I think Joe is going to enjoy it with the family. And I think the fans will enjoy it too. But what we've got is we've got a team that needs to play better. And I'm reminded of Daryl Sutter for some reason when I was watching practice yesterday and I noticed that head coach Ryan Warsawski, even after a win, was really focusing on getting his guys in tune. And, you know, Daryl used to be happy when the team was losing, and he used to be grumpy when the team was winning. I'm not going to say it went that far with Ryan, but it looked like he was particularly focused on trying to clean up a bunch of things. Where do you see the biggest cleanup is?
What am I going to say?
Puck management.
Exactly. You have to manage the puck. Now, you got to give Utah credit because they, and we talked about it during the game on the Sharks Audio Network, is the fact that they are a really good high-pressure team. They got some quickness and some skill, and they get after you. But puck management is not just throwing the puck to the middle and hoping it gets out or off the boards and hoping it gets out. You've got to have everybody involved in it, five people involved in making sure you make the right play with the puck. They did a lot of drills yesterday of skating off the puck and pushing the pace. So if you get the puck over here along the strong side with traffic there. If I'm the weak side winger, I got to come all the way across. I got to get my feet moving. I got to come across, and I got to support you and help you out there.
To create numbers.
Exactly. And too often in the game, Utah had the numbers over the puck, and the Sharks players are just standing there. The one line that was the most consistent line of getting out and having traffic in the offensive zone was Reeves, Gaudreau, and Gaudette. Wenberg and Eklund, and who's on that line? Who's the other guy on that line? Oh, Colin Graf. They were pretty good, too, because they hang on to pucks. But the other two guys, they struggled all night. You know, the fact that Macklin and Will are do Macklin and Will things, that's what's the great thing that got them the win.
Well, they won the game in part because of Macklin and Will at the right moment, but also Askarov in goal. And you know what? You cannot depend on the goaltending to win the games for you too often, can you?
No. And I thought it was telling that after Macklin scores the winner, he turned right away and pointed at Askarov and skated down to congratulate him on the game. And
that was awesome.
It was. Like you said on the Sharks Audio Network broadcast, this has got a feel now where he's not just on a hot streak. Like, this is six games now he's played like this. That's a good chunk of games for a goaltender to go, okay, he is really starting to figure it out. So that, you just want your goalie to give you a chance to win the game. You've got to do the rest of the heavy lifting.
Well, there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting today because the LA Kings always give the Sharks trouble. And I do, on this night that we honor Joe Thornton, do want to send a shout-out also to Anze Kopitar, who has always been one of my favorite players to watch in the NHL. Tonight is his 99th game against the San Jose Sharks. Only one player in the history of the franchise has ever played more than 100 against San Jose. I'll let you think about who that is. Tonight is the 50th game that Anze Kopitar has played at SAP Center, and he's only the second player to do that. Same player is first place in both of those cases. Anze Kopitar is tied with Joe Sakic with 75 career points against the Sharks. Second place, all-time, of course, Teemu Selanne with 99 points. But can you guess as to who the only player that's played more games against the Sharks than Anze Kopitar?
As an LA King?
No,
just
any player.
As any player, Luke Robitaille.
That's not a bad guess, but it's not correct.
Mike Ricci just went down. Wayne?
No, you're on the wrong team.
Okay, go, tell me.
Shane Doan.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He just played so long.
Yeah, he played so long, yeah, okay.
He's not on the top of the scoring. He's, you know, in the top 10 or whatever, but yeah. He was a guy that was just a steady player for all these years. But Anze Kopitar, back to him.
Yeah.
This guy is one of the greatest players we've seen in the last 20 years. And the fact that he's played with the Kings for all 20 of his career is an amazing accomplishment. We had Patrick Marleau play 20 with the Sharks with a couple of other stops. But to have somebody play 20 years for one team, Marc-Edouard Vlasic, 19, in today's game is an amazing thought. You don't ever think that that's ever going to happen.
No, you don't. It's amazing, like you said, in today's game. But Anze Kopitar is like Joe Thornton as far as the guy on the ice and off the ice. A total class act, loves the game, loves being around the guys, loves being an NHL player, loves all that comes with it, treats everybody with a ton of respect behind the scenes. He talks, he's so good with us. Total classy guy. And congratulations to him, outstanding career, but boy, I hope the Sharks shut him out tonight.
Well, let's hope that happens. They're not going to have Drew Doughty, by the way. He's out for a week-to-week basis because he took a shot on his skate in the Ottawa game. L.A. has won four out of their five games on the road trip. They lost the last game against Washington, but they're a top road team in the NHL. It's going to be a big, big, tough matchup tonight, and the Sharks are going to have to definitely be on top of their defensive game and their transition. And I'm going to go back to what you say every game, puck management.
And the other thing is, you know, as far as puck management goes, part of that is getting the puck behind the D and getting it in the forecheck.
They got to do that, and they've got to do that consistently. We are going to be on the air at 6:30 tonight Remember, this is a national television game, so you can sync up our Sharks Audio Network broadcast to the national TV feed, so you get a Sharks broadcast when you're watching it. We hope you join us at 6:30. Jamal Mayers will be with me on the call. And until then, that's our morning skate show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.